Good morning and God bless you all. Buenos días, hermanos. Señor los bendiga. Esta mañana tenemos un programa especial. El mensaje que voy a dictar es el mensaje del Pastor Ryan, traducido en español. Como creyentes, estamos preparados para el comienzo del reino de Dios en la tierra. Tenemos un rey. Él está reinando sobre nosotros y lo tratamos como rey. En estos versículos que estoy a punto de leer, Jesús resume la influencia que tienen sus seguidores como parte del reino de Dios aquí en la tierra. Él nos muestra cómo introducimos su reino en la tierra. Leamos Mateo capítulo 5 del versículo 14 al 16. That's Matthew 5, 14, 16. Vosotros sois la luz del mundo. Una ciudad asentada sobre un monte no se puede esconder. Ni se enciende una luz y se pone debajo de un almud, sino sobre el candelero, y alumbra a todos los que están en casa. Así alumbre vuestra luz delante de los hombres, para que vean vuestras buenas obras y glorifiquen a vuestro Padre que está en los cielos. Imagínense, somos la luz del mundo. Eso es lo que Jesús acaba de decir a sus discípulos. Hay tres características de esta luz en las que quiero que nos enfoquemos. La primera es la única luz. En esa declaración, ustedes son la luz del mundo. El lenguaje aquí es enfático. En otras palabras, se puede traducir, tú eres la única luz del mundo. En otras palabras, en medio de la oscuridad total, somos nosotros los que la atravesamos. Revelamos la verdad, tenemos los ojos abiertos por la gracia de Dios, y Dios nos usa para abrir los ojos de los demás. Punto número dos, la luz es plural. Suena contradictorio, pero no lo es. Y me explico. Algo más que es interesante acerca de esta declaración, tú eres la luz del mundo, es el tú. Allí es plural. Lo que significa que es la iglesia de Dios la que es la luz del mundo, todo el pueblo de Dios. En otras palabras, en última instancia, no depende de ti como individuo influir en el mundo entero. A veces nos cautiva tanto este llamado de cambiar el mundo que podemos perdernos las innumerables pequeñas formas en que podemos tener influencia para Cristo. En otras palabras, no es nuestro trabajo como individuos cambiar el mundo. De hecho, realmente ese es el trabajo de Dios. Nuestro trabajo es ser fieles, debemos ser sal y luz. Y lo hacemos simplemente siendo quienes somos. Como hijos de Dios, donde quiera que Dios nos haya colocado, ya sea en una gran plataforma o simplemente con tu prójimo, que poco a poco vas conociendo. Y número tres, la luz es visible. Aquí hay una pregunta que tenemos que hacernos. ¿Por qué es que a veces escondemos nuestra fe? Es la pregunta. Estoy seguro de que no todo el mundo aquí lucha con esto, pero supongo que muchos de nosotros sí. A veces nos da vergüenza reclamar a Cristo. Tenemos este deseo de ser normales, o al menos lo que el mundo considera normal. Hace que las amistades del mundo sean más fáciles, especialmente en el trabajo, en la escuela, con la familia. Quiero decir, todos estamos de acuerdo con afirmar que somos cristianos e incluso ir a la iglesia, pero realmente iluminar al mundo, hablar y compartir abiertamente de Dios está haciendo en nuestras vidas, ese es un pensamiento aterrador. Y está bien si es un pensamiento aterrador para ti, pero eso no puede impedirnos obedecer a Cristo. Cuanto más leemos la palabra y pasemos tiempo con Jesús, menos miedo tendremos. Ser un verdadero cristiano Pero ocultarlo tiene tanto sentido como encender una lámpara y luego ponerla debajo de una canasta. ¿Qué hacemos con una luz para que cumpla su propósito? Es la pregunta. Lo pusimos en alto. ¿Alguien aquí ha puesto lámparas debajo de la mesa de la cocina? No creo. Jesús es nuestra luz. Ser luz significa ser personas del reino que están en el mundo, pero no son del mundo. Significa que influimos en el mundo, pero no lo reflejemos. Nuestro potencial para marcar la diferencia en el mundo coincide con nuestra voluntad de ser diferentes del mundo. Ser sal y luz significa ser distinto, apartado, salado y brillante. Al ser la luz del mundo, damos gloria a Dios. Eso es lo que dice el versículo 16. La mejor ilustración que he escuchado para esto, y otra fácil de entender como la sal y la luz, es la del sol y la luna. Esto es lo siguiente. Un día no habrá más oscuridad, no habrá más pecado, no habrá más secretos, no habrá más dolor. En cierto modo, es como el día cuando el sol brilla con su luz en todas partes. Pero ese día aún no ha llegado. Ese día que esperamos con ansias cuando Jesús establezca un nuevo cielo y una nueva tierra, cuando su reinado sea absoluto de manera diferente a como lo es ahora. Ese día aún no ha llegado. En cambio, es de noche. Hay oscuridad por todas partes, pero hay algo que da luz, es la luna. Pero la luna, por supuesto, es diferente del sol. No brilla con su propia luz, ¿verdad? En cambio, refleja la luz del sol desde el otro lado del mundo. Del mismo modo, tú y yo no tenemos luz propia para dar, pero podemos reflejar la luz de Cristo. ¿Te das cuenta de que puedes ser la única luz de Cristo que la gente ve en su vida? Si no brillamos, no hay luz. Si nosotros no brillamos, ellos no están viendo. Si no estamos compartiendo, ellos no están escuchando. No escondas la luz, no tengas miedo de hacer brillar la luz. Por la gracia de Dios, no seas inseguro. Sé abierto acerca de las cosas que no sabes y sé valiente con las cosas que sí sabes. No tenemos que inventar la verdad, pero debemos revelar la verdad, al igual que la luz. Amén.
I can't help but notice all of a sudden, just now walking up here, that there is a cannon right behind me. Just now noticed that. Actually, someone mentioned it before and said, asked me, is this a new strategy for church discipline, having a cannon on stage? I couldn't help but think, no, it's a new strategy for church mercy, because, you know, a particular bass player, a particular electric guitar player, we don't have to look at them anymore. I'm just kidding. It's Doug and Brian. I just had to make fun of them for a moment. They're all back there, by the way, in case you couldn't tell. Their drums are back there. They're just hiding out today behind the VBS decor. Anyway, as believers, whether you know this or not, whether we all keep this in mind or not, we are ushering in the kingdom of God on earth. We mentioned that earlier, but that's what we're doing. You think about the paradigm here. We have our king. He is reigning over us, and we treat him as king. We're loyal to him as king. And in the verses I'm about to read that Eric already read, Jesus sums up the influence his followers have as part of the kingdom of God on earth. He shows us how we're ushering in the kingdom of God on earth. This is Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. The Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says this: "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Amen. Can you imagine for a moment? Think about this. We ourselves are called the light of the world in these verses. That's what Jesus said to his disciples, by extension to us. And there are three characteristics of this light that I want us to see just briefly. The first thing to know about this light is that it's the only light. In that statement, you are the light of the world, the language there is emphatic. In other words, it can be translated, you are the only light of the world. In the midst of complete darkness, we are the ones, as disciples of Christ, who pierce through that darkness. We reveal truth. We have eyes opened by God's grace and can use our eyes, use what God has given us in knowledge through his word to open other people's eyes. So that's the first thing to know, is that we are the only light. It's the only light. The second thing may sound a little contradictory, but it's not. The second thing you know about this light, the light is plural. Now, I'm not completely, there's not a paradox. Just wait for a moment. This statement, you are the light of the world, the you there is plural. Meaning that it is God's church who is the light of the world, all of God's people. So it's singular in the sense that it's God's people. We're the ones with the light. We're the ones to share the light. It's plural in the sense that we're not alone. We are all of God's people together. In other words, ultimately, it doesn't come down to you or me as an individual to influence the entire world. I know sometimes we get so captivated by wanting to change the world that we can miss out on the countless small ways that we can have influence for Christ. Something you may not have ever heard before, this may shock you, but it's not our job ultimately as individuals to change the world. I didn't hear a gasp. That's a good thing. Hopefully you're not too confused by that. It's not our job. In fact, really, that's God's job. Our job is to be faithful. We're to be salt and light. And we do that simply by being who we are as children of God wherever God has placed us. Our job is faithfulness. God's job is to take care of the fruitfulness. Does that make sense? Whether it's with this huge, big platform with millions of followers on, I don't know, Instagram or something like that, or simply with getting to know your neighbor slowly over time. We cannot miss those small ways that we can serve God because they're not small in God's eyes. Faithfulness is not measured in the same way that we measure things on earth. So the light is plural. We all together, God will use all of us together to change the world as he sees fit. Number three, third thing to know about this light is that the light is visible. You're allowed to say duh this morning in church. Everybody say duh. Yeah, kids, you are allowed for a moment to say duh. One more time, say duh. The light is visible. Now, you may say duh. I just heard you. You did. But you have to ask this question. Why is it then that we hide our faith sometimes? Maybe not all of us struggle with this, but I'm guessing many of us do. Sometimes we're embarrassed to claim Christ. We have this desire to be normal, or at least what the world considers to be normal, which changes, by the way. I don't know if you notice that or not. About every year, there's a noticeable change in what it means to be normal, right? It makes friendships in the world easier to be normal, to go with the flow, especially at work, at school, with family. Not just immediate family, I'm talking extended family. It makes things a lot easier. I mean, we're all fine claiming to be a Christian and even going to church, but to actually think about our responsibility being to light the world, talking and sharing openly about what God is doing in our lives, that's a scary thought. And I understand. I get that. I really do at times. Even as a pastor, this is literally, you know, my job is what I'm supposed to be doing all the time. I understand why it could be a scary thought for many of us at first. But that cannot keep us from obeying Christ. It must not. The more we read the word, the more we spend time with Jesus, the less afraid we will be. Being a real Christian but hiding it makes as much sense as lighting a lamp. Okay? I know we don't light lamps as much anymore, but imagine for a moment lighting a lamp, turning on a lamp, and then putting it under a basket. That doesn't make any sense, does it? No. Unless you have a hamster you're putting under there or something. It makes no sense at all, and the hamster doesn't need light. What do we do with the light instead so that it serves its purpose? We put it up high. Anyone here put a lamp under the kitchen table? Does anyone actually ever do that? No. If you do, it's just... That's not normal either, speaking of normal, no. Of course not. We let light serve its purpose. Being light means being kingdom people that are in the world but not of it. It means that we influence the world but we do not reflect it. Think about that for a moment. Ponder this. Think about this. Our potential for making a difference in the world coincides with our willingness to be different from the world. Being salt and light means being distinct, set apart, salty and bright. By being the light of the world, we bring glory to God. I mean, ultimately, that's the goal here. You see that in verse 16, right? That's what this is all about, is revealing the glory of God. The best illustration I've heard for this, I know we've used this at least once, maybe a few years ago sometime. It's just a really easy one to understand. Kind of like salt and light, those are easy to understand. But another one is of the sun and the moon. Think about this. One day there will be no more darkness, right? We know that. No more sin, no more secrets, no more pain. With how many memorials we've had to do in the last few weeks, man, I've just had a lot of time to ponder that. If you want to just ponder for a moment, the new heavens and the new earth today, Revelation 4, 5, and 21. I've been telling everyone to memorize those three numbers. You can get a taste of the new heavens and the new earth. Revelation 4, 5, and 21. One day there will be no more darkness, no more sin, no more secrets, no more pain. In a way, it's kind of like daytime, if you imagine that being like daytime, when the sun shines its light everywhere. But that day is not yet here, right? That day that we look forward to when Jesus establishes a new heavens and a new earth, when his reign is absolute, even differently than it is absolute now, that day isn't here yet. Instead, we live in nighttime. There's darkness everywhere. There's something that gives light, though, even in the dark, right? Here, today, right now, the last few nights, very brightly, it's the moon. The moon gives light at night. It's a surprising amount of light. No, it's nothing like the sun, but it shines quite a bit of light. The moon, of course, is different from the sun, isn't it? If you forget your, second grade astrology lessons, it does not shine its own light, right? Hopefully no one is too shocked by that. I know it's been a while since you've been in elementary school, but it doesn't shine its own light. Instead, it reflects the light of the sun from the other side of the world. Similarly, you and I have no light of our own to give. Think about that for a moment. We have no light of our own to give, but we can reflect the light of Christ. Think about this just for a moment. Do you realize you might just be the only light of Christ that people see in their lifetime? Think about your sphere of influence, your school, your family, your neighbors, your friends. You might just be the only light of Christ that some people will see in their entire lifetimes. That's a staggering thought, isn't it? If we don't shine, there is no light. If we're not shining, they're not seeing. If we're not sharing, they're not hearing. You can be sure of that. Do not hide the light. That's what we implore you this morning. That's what Jesus said. Do not hide the light. Don't be scared of shining the light. By God's grace, don't be insecure. Because Christ has you. Be open about the things you don't know. Sure, you can be open about that. You don't have to pretend like you know everything about the Bible or about theology, about Christ. Be open about the things you don't know, but be courageous about the things you do know, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? The mercy of God to be found in Christ alone. We must reveal truth, just like light.
Haletuni ikikupton ding ite ite sama bang in amate agolnga aneo somle li somle nga somle gu somle thum pan ahi a mol tung tu hil na pana angpe ahi hi tami mol tung tu hil na e ta chek in itopa zai suin le tung ang lel lai in anwazuite ahi ta jong in ama ku nga angpe mi mal khat chet ku nga no te in tua mi na chi hui tu lai ta in sie te ta jong in pasta te ta jong in dam zo che hao zo che chi in i uma ayang in tam teng a i hon pa jesu christ in nang pen leitung chi na hia nang pen leitung hova na hi hi chi in nang le ke tunga direct ta a angge na hi hi sie te ang chi mai mai lo a tu gen te ang chi lo wa i hon pa jesu christ in a chi a hi hi ithe sama bangin tamisunga mate golnga neo som le lia eta chengin no te in leitung khowa na hi hi tua mi masang in eta cheng le aneo som le thum sunga bangai chile no te in leitung chi na hi hi chit amma sa pen pen in no te chi khat pen kangen wom hi khamdo mung be be hilohi atama hi no te achi cheng le nangjong keijong pa tana om tengjo she ave pi a apai hi hi kei be ngien tang ka hi hi chi pen ama sa pen pen ni thai ri nga hi hi to ba suin mol tung thu gen na a no te le tung chi na hi wu hi a chi ta cheng le ka gen no ma ma khara bang he chi le chi pen ni thai kham a i thai tham lo ho a ya nga ba ga he chi le an sai restaurant i pe ta cheng le ba ga he chi le na an vu tu i sa me Na chi wu tui sa me ke chingai ngai lo. Ayagin tanat tok pa sun no te le tung chi na hi wi. Tua an teng zo si akim a pakan thum pakali zo si ta za be ki so na pi in atui sa pen chi a hi a ayangin chi na chi wu tui sa me ke chingai lo hi. Tua je in tami inun ta na sunga hi ta jong in ipol pi sunga hi ta jong in i op na koi man e thei si khana le tua ipol pi I came in the community, I hit the zone in. I vang I pam ting zoshi, a loading, a chibanga, a alding, to patient in aide. Had it zongi po, hamai lo tading he. I hear in chi chipen a alahi. Tua chi a alna, a mansuale, kimana had zong a omnon lohi. Tua zia, lay tung chi na hiwi. I porpi songi po, hamai loading in, quen so yonki po, hamai loading. A young in kangen nova. Ana tui jengun na chi vu tui sa me ki chengai ngai lo a na an vu tui hi a yangin tua chi om si le an tui ngai ngai lo ringi tua mi a ringin to pa je sun khat na e te e ko ya hi hi ni na a ta tenga no te le tung hova na hi hi nangin chi lo hi no te chi cheng le ta na e lama in english lama in zolama in spanish church wan cha tua teng zo xie in tua khowa itenna leitang pen homielgam gilona mona huayam na to kidimin tua su a no ate in khowa hi khowa muda khatma ma jom le homiel pen ki muda kharing hi a khowa pi nuom mo sam e ni sa be nuom mo sa khowa nuom mo sa si hi tua ta jen e mimalin jong to pai su e ji a hi a nangin no te in leitung khowa na hi hi ito pa su gum palhon pa isan zo cheng le ate tua mi hova hi hi ei mi mal khar hi ta zo in tua le ei pol pi hi ta zo in tua teng zo she le tung a ki khel sa din pen ate i chi al i obom na a al ding in i obom na a tang ding in hi po le tung pen a pieng tha lo mi te a pieng tha sa ding pen pa sian na se bia ke nang le ke na se bi si ayagin ate tua mina seppen cita ta a isepna le pasien in ikim ipam angkheli ahi hi khana ni na bang he chi le tua khowa tua chi pen tana no te chi in ate hi na e la zo wa no te le tung khowa na hi hi mol tunga kilam khuo ki sel thei lo hi meiwa nawa zo chengun koi mai lo khu loin meiwa tun na tung a koi zo a tua in in sung zo sie atan wa a hi tua le tua kho wa hi ke hi ta zong in e pol pi teng pen he ya ki koi ding hi e mangen tanga in sung tonga ke pieng tha zo tang e ken gu nga zo tang e cha e mangen tanga in sung tonga om ding hi zen zen lo in bang he chile tua kho wa pen koi man lie thei lo chi mol tunga ki ko hi che ve ba ne chile na khowa pen pasien mi na hi na pieng tha mi na hi na a pol pi mi na hi na pen mi teng zo shet ang mu rin chi pen a dei na hi ki sel ngai the ki sel thei lo hi to hi je in tami su a i khowa e ma ngen tang in i chi hi na i khowa hi na i sel le aman na khat ma ma zong om lo hi to le som le gu na a tua ma bang in ama te in nasil pha bol u amu cheng in van tunga om na pa u min aphat thai na ding un mi te mai a na khowa u na tang sa un tua i khowa na i al na chi pet e in kun e be ding a hi si a bang het mi te mai a pas mi te i to pa hoi e to pa i na pa si ni chi amu cheng le ए के फदि ओ खुमि पोल पीते थु पी सा मे हिजेन जेल लॉग इन बगा हे ची ले नसिल फा बोल अमु चेंग इन वान तुंगा ओम पाउ मिन अफत थे न रिंग इन ए तन पा ए गुम पा जेसु क्रिस्ट इ पा पशियन मिन अके फत न रिंग इन ए ते ची हिया ए ते होवाई अके फत रिंग पेन पशियन ही आमेन